I've entitled Just What I Want to Say for a Few Minutes to You, A Baby Changes Everything. It's really, really exciting this evening to see lots of little ones here, but I'm sure their mums and dads would say, a baby does indeed change everything. I saw in the newspaper this week some pictures of the blooming Duchess of Sussex. I'm not swearing. I'm just describing her physical expansion with the royal baby growing inside her. A young couple start life together, and understandably, they're a little bit self-absorbed. And then a baby comes along and literally changes everything. Nothing makes you grow up quicker. Nothing changes your priorities more. Your sleep schedule is in tatters. Your social life is put on hold indefinitely. The house is no longer quiet. I've never been sure about that line, in a way, in a manger, no crying he makes. Are they serious? And then it all smells different, doesn't it? And you must humble yourself to degrading tasks. Indeed, the baby does need changing. Every time you turn around, it seems, you think you're changing them, but really, they're changing you. You want to mould and shape this new life, but at least at first, you are the ones being transformed. The wife's pride was in her appearance. Now her hair may be cut short or pulled back, not washed as often as she'd like. The husband used to watch Match of the Day in his easy chair, but now all it seems is that he's running around doing this and that. And next, the baby starts pulling itself up on the furniture, and all the ornaments must be moved higher or put away altogether. We try so hard, don't we, to get our child to crawl and to walk and to talk, and then in the next breath, we're telling them to sit still, sit down and be quiet. Every stage of their lives is fascinating, and they all are special needs and high maintenance in ever-changing ways. You think the costs might go down over time, but the reality is that the bank of mum and dad is always open. A baby changes everything, and they will always be your child. But I want to ask this evening, if every child is precious, what is so precious about this Christ child, about this baby Jesus that we celebrate today? What difference has Jesus really made? Well, the birth of Jesus heralded the most amazing, life-transforming legacy of anyone who has ever lived. Human history literally divides at his birth between BC, before Christ, and Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, 2018, as it is today. Even atheists have to record the date according to him. More songs have been sung, more books have been written, more artwork commissioned about Jesus than any other historical figure. And today, millions of Christ followers, called Christians, around the world gather, celebrating every week, worshipping, adoring, studying his life and his words. And society changes as their lives are changed. Most of the welfare changes that happened in this nation particularly in the Industrial Revolution, and the abolition of slavery, all grew out of people who had their lives transformed by Jesus Christ. H.G. Wells said, "I am a historian, not a believer, but I must confess as a historian that the penniless preacher from Nazareth is irrevocably the very centre of history. Jesus is easily the most dominant figure of all time." And so the point I want to communicate to you this evening, if you haven't got it, is that this baby changes everything. He came into this world 2,000 years ago and changed everything. There is not one aspect of life that Jesus Christ has not improved for the better. No one has made a greater difference to the rich or the poor, for the young or the old, for the black or the white, for the simple or the wise. No one like Jesus. And in my opinion, our society grows weaker when we neglect him and his words and his teaching and his life. But the important question today is not so much what difference Jesus Christ made in human history. That's obvious, that's undeniable. The question I want to put to you today is, what difference has this baby made in your life story? Does he matter to you? When did you meet Jesus? Many of you know of him, but do you know him? Do you know him as your Lord and Saviour? This Jesus made all the difference in my personal history. He affected my grandparents, my great uncles, my parents, my childhood, my wife, the children I'm raising, and the whole way that I live my life. Every aspect of life has been transformed by Jesus. But what about you? Do you care what he could mean for your life? You know, he primarily came to forgive sin, to show us the way back to God the Father. In Isaiah it says, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white like wool." You see, Jesus came to cleanse us, to deal with our sin, if we will ask him to deal with it. He came to pay the price of our sin, to take the Father's judgment in our place. You see, that's what Easter and the cross is all about. That he suffered there in my place. He took the judgment for me. I wonder, is there any room for this baby? Is there any room for this Saviour in your heart? A child is a gift. It is a precious gift from God. And so is the Christ child. He is a gift that will change your life if you let him. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Having a child in your life is not easy. And neither is having Jesus in your life easy. It involves some radical changes, some radical differences in the way that you go about things. But I want to assure you tonight that he is worth the investment. He is worth the time. You know, there's a notice often on the back of cars from the Dogs Trust. It's been going for 30 years. And it says this: a dog is for life and not just for Christmas. And having had a dog 15 months, it's very true. And if you think a child changes everything, having a dog is almost as bad. And my message to you simply tonight is this, is that this God, this child, this Jesus is for life. A and not just for Christmas, and not just for singing a few lovely floaty carols about his birth. He wants to come into your life. He wants to turn it upside down. And I just pray that you will find room for him in your heart and in your home this Christmas time. He really can change everything. Amen.